Well, from a base, about 12 lines, 13 lines down. Amar Rav Chista, Uchma b'chivra lakya. Okay, so if you have a group of animals that you're selling, which are white, that's chivra, and there's a black one mixed in, that depresses the value of the group. So the black one is are not as good as the white ones, and so the fact that there's one there amongst the group is considered a chesaron for the sale. Okay.
Thank you.
Lakya, loshon of
loke,
yeah.
Suffers,
yeah. Now the next three words, kibur b'uchma lakya, the bach takes out because that would be mashma the opposite. So that would be a steerer. And definitely the point is not because it's one which is different than the rest, because you see from the rest of the flow more that's not the point. Okay. So we learned in the Mishnah Tanan Shor Shachar Sheyotzu Ve'et, but he has the word Shor Sheyetzu Ve'et Sirishon Hektish. Now the Mora is assuming that when a person is Maktish, the Bach takes out the word Kosachol Taitos, he Maktish V'ayin Ra Maktish. The nature of people is that people want to give as much as they want to be mocked or something. They usually don't give the best stuff that they have. Okay. So he's saying that the Shor Shachar, he's being mocked as the Shor Shachar. Beisham is saying that the lovin is your makdish the lovin, a bias pshat. So you're saying that even though the white one came out, he's the makdish it. Now he's saying, because we say that he really didn't care, but if there is a general assumption that a person is makdish ayin ra, and what Rav Chista is telling me is true, that the shachar is the lesser quality of the two. When he said shachar, he meant shachar and not lovin. So it would be a kasha of Rav Chista. If this statement of Rav Chista is true, how we learn up the Mishnah that according to Beis Shammai we're saying that the Shor Lovin is hektish, it would not be logical that he's saying when he said shachar he meant lav dak, he just meant the first one no matter what. That would not be true. But specifically meant shachar because it's the inferior of the two. Okay, so Morris says, okay, so what would what will the conclusion have to be according to Rav Chista? Valamai, we're going to have to assume that Rav Chista holds that Ba'ayin Yofa Makdish, that Adarav, he's very happy to give the good one, and the person wants to give the good one.
So then, why did he say the black one?
So let's say according to Baya, right? He's being mocked just the first one which came out, which he assumed was the black one, but he wasn't. But when he tells it afterwards that he really didn't care if it's a white one, he'd be very happy with that. We believe him that he meant that because the person wants to give the good thing. And Morris says, but that doesn't work in the next case. So Dinah Shazov Yala Biyadi Rishon V'Olo Shalkesef Beishami Armim is hektish. But now over there, when he said Zob, he probably meant Badafki wants to give a Zob, because that's, he thought that's what it was, and that's a significant value difference. Okay, some more says Velamai, Ba'ayin Romakdish, that's go backwards. So, okay, so Ba'ayin Romakdish, and we have to work out the first case, but the more says, but it doesn't work in the next case of the Mishnah either. Chobash Ayan Shetalabi Adirishan, Ba'ala Shal Shemin, Bishemin is Hektish. Well, Shemin, Odaf Minyan, Shemin was more expensive than wine.
He says one of two things. Both of those things.
Where's the Dimashim Hall Kasha? Beglila Shonu, the Chamra Odaf Mimishcha. There are places in Eretz Israel where that's flipped around. That the way things grow over there, that Shemin is not as valuable as Chamra. Okay, but the Morse says, but fine. But the Maisa Reisha Kasha the Reb Chista. So Amar Lach Reb Chista Ki Amri Betura De Karma Noi. That he says when I was saying this statement of Uchma Bechivra Lakyo, that's referring to a specific area over there. The black ones are inferior, but I'm not saying that that's a general statement everywhere. And therefore, the Mishnah makes sense. A second statement that Reb Chista said, Uchma Lamashke, if you want to buy a Shor Shocher, if you want to get an animal which you want to hide, the best one to get is a Shor Shocher. If you want an animal for the meat, Sumka the Bistre, the ones which are red, those are the best for meat. And Chivra L'Radya, if you want to get an animal for using to put on the yoke and have them do work and plow, etc., the white ones are the best for that. So if you're telling me that the Ukhma does have some element that it's superior in, that when it comes to the hide, so if you're selling a group of animals, white ones, and there's one black one, to say that it's so inferior that it undermines everything else, the value of everything else, when in some ways black is superior, it doesn't make any sense. Some more answers again. Ki Omar Batura de Karmanoi. That was referring to a specific place, the Tour de Karmanoi. But in general, we don't look at black as being inferior, and as a matter of fact, in some ways, it's even superior. Okay. Zokter Rosh. Hachagar Sin, Amr Bechista Ukma Bechibra Lakya. Megareya Oysom, the presence of a black one amongst the white ones undermines them. So the presence of the black one will depress the price because of this element of inferiority, which is which of the black one. Now the girsa of the Rosh, the Bach just takes out the next phrase in the Gemara because it sounds like it's saying the opposite. And if the Gemara just means the presence of one which is different is negative, but not because one is superior or inferior, so then there's no question from the Mishnah. So the Rosh has the gears, but he has a little bit of a different nusach. Chivra b'uchma lakusa. So now it's not talking about the presence of one animal amongst many animals, it's talking about white in the black animal. Kesem lovan shenims b'shor shocher. If you have a black animal which is black and there's one place where there's a white spot, is bidua shekneged oisa kesem hoya nega bebehema. The reason why that's true is because there was some element of damage there which discolored the hide. Reish misha also maisila aleder sheishish. So the Gemara brings this statement in regards to a statement that Rav Sheshet said, "Damar the Rishkalusa, Tomei Tama the Chivra, he tastes in the meat that there's some element of a nega there, of whiteness. Bodku beduchto umotzu beor habehema kesem lovin. The other should saras hoyse bemakam a kesem. Kidam Reb Chista Chivra beuchmasa lekusa. So that Rishayis was able to discern in the meat that there had been an element of Sarah somewhere on the body. And it brings this statement to Rechista in conjunction with that. So the white one comes out as Hektish. But we have Yishachar Guru Meloven Islay. The Maimer, we should say the Dafka Shor Shachar Hoya Bedaita Lahakdish Melo Lovan. So he when he said Shachar, it wasn't Lav Dafka, it was specific. Veles Kan Hektish Betos, the body ain't Daita Klal Lovan. So you can't apply the rule of Hektish Betos, Havi Hektish, right? Because that's all working with that way. Bai is learning that he really didn't mind. He may have made a mistake understanding which one came out first. But that's not true. He did mind. And when he said it, that's to be done until like the case we had before, that we can't put words in his mouth he didn't say. He said black. He meant black and not white. So that's it. End of conversation. The boy, the maimer, the loyal mashacher gariya tfei.
So the shas misa.
You know what? Rechista is right that it is inferior. Behind the love and kodesh, mishum the makdish behind yafa makdish. We believe him that he meant he was happy with the white one because he likes being makdish to good things. He came and see us at the omer dinner zov. Well, be other shalkasev. My happy kodesh. Havilon the Maimer, the Dafka the dinner zov ichaben below the shalkesev. He specifically wanted. So now that it's the gold coin is replaced with the silver coin, he's not happy with that because he wants to give the better. So more zelamai bayin ramakish. Habachon sichem the Maimer loymar mikach mitiyasa. So, based on the middle case, we see that the Mishnah is saying that no, we actually believe him that he's really happy with the inferior product. So then maybe when he said shachar, he meant specifically shachar. And if that's true, then the ratio is a question. But we also have to figure out what's shot in the sefer. If a guy becomes shayayin. Shemen was more valuable than wine. The safe is in the Galil, over there, Shemen was inferior. So now we're back to our question. The ratio is the kasher and rechista. She says, I said my statement, but tour the karmanoi, sharm shalos the medina, the shvarim from that place over there, the black is inferior. The black ones are good for their hide. Arayhu meshubach. They have the best hides. Sumkal biskro. The red ones should be brown. Bisro mutam mitoyv. They have the best meat. The chibra l'raja. The white ones are good. Hutoyv l'charisha. They're best for plowing. V'amr b'chista uchma b'chibra l'kusa. Bekimad or a shachar choshev yoser angrius the charisha megara kolkach shia choshev b'shul zelakusa. Probably she locked and not lakusa. If you're telling me in some way the black is superior, it doesn't make sense that when you're buying the white and there's one black mixed in the group, it should be so significantly inferior in other ways that it's called that it depresses the price. That's not Mistaber. Samor says, you're right. I meant that in the case of Tur the Karmanoid.
had a brother, he would be, yes, Shas Kedushin, but he called her.
Okay.
Brother.
Talk to Mishnah. Mishnah Rabbi Nozer. V'nishal chacham v'asroi moina mishosh another. So he undertook Naziris, and then he, whatever reason, he had charata in what he did, and the Gemara is going to say that and during that time he wasn't careful with the halachas of Naziris. He went to the Chacham, and the Chacham paskin that he doesn't have a good heter, so he has to continue the Naziris. So Moina Mishosh Anoder, we don't say that since there was a period of time where he was not being careful with halachas of Naziris, so he has to, as it were, make it up. So let's say he made it. He took a Naziris for 100 days, and for the first 20 days, he hasn't really been taking it seriously. He goes to the Chacham and says, "No, you have no heter. So does he keep 80 days or does he keep 100 days?" So Mishnah says, "Mani Mishosh Anodar, he keeps only 80 more days, and that which he was not keeping the lachas until now does not create a kanas that he has to keep the full amount from the time that the Chacham told him that." And the Mor is going to say that to actually Machlokes Tanoim about that. Okay. Next case. Nishal Chacham v'hitiroi. If he went to the Chacham and the Chacham was matarit, so he's not a nozer anymore. And retroactively, he never was a nozer. Hoishal behemim mufreshes. He had animals which he had set aside for the purpose of bringing the karbonis, and now he's no longer a nozer. So teitzav v'tir beheder. So the Mishnah says the halacha is that since retroactively he never was a nozer, so the hekdesh was hekdesh betos, because he was makdish it under the assumption he was a nozer. Now, through the heter, which works retroactively, it's in nisbar that he never was a nozer. So being makdish his animals for naziris is ridiculous. It was a mistake. So it's nothing, and the animals can go back into the flock. He can use them as regular. So Amru Beisil Beishamai, Beisil says Beishamai, Imatem Baidim is that. Shu hektish tos. You agree over here, it's hektish tos, it takes it to tir beheder. So you see that hektish betos is not hektish. You said before hektish betos is hektish. Okay, so Beishamai is back. Amru the Beishamai. Well, I'll bring you a proof that you see hektish betos is hektish. Don't you agree? B'misha toa b'kara l'tshi asiri. He was counting my master behema, and the ninth animal which came out, he said 10. Or l'asiri tshi l'achad osar asiri, or the opposite. The number 10 he called 9 mistakenly, and number 11 he called 10. Shehu Makudish. In all those cases, all of them are hektish. All these cases are hektish. So when you call number 9, 10 is hektish. When you call number 10, 9, it's still hektish because it's number 10. But when you call number 10, you call number 11, 10, you're makdish it also. Well, that's clearly hektish patos. Right, number 9 is not. He never meant to be makdish number 9. He wants to be makdish number 10, not number 11. And the luck is it's makudish. Then he got married and he makes a statement. So the shevet is referring to that they would count it as they go under the shevet. It's not your act of designating it which makes it hektish. This is exerts the custom that it becomes hektish. So that's not a right to the hektish matos. And I'll prove it to you. The way they would do it is they would hold the stick with the, as she says, with some red paint in the back of it, on the top of it. Then we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then the 10th which came out, they would touch it with the stick. This way, afterwards, they get mixed up. They know which ones which ones were mice. So, if you put that on number 8 or number 12, would it make it head? And he said it's mice. Would anything happen? No. Shem asaklum. Alakasuv, the same gzeres akasuv. Shekidish haasiri, who kiddish hashi besachadaser. So the Merlin daf from Sukkim that there's a gzeres akasuv that the two numbers which are immediately adjacent to number 10, 9, and 11 can become Kaddish by calling it Asiri. But that's not a riot to our Shaila. To our discussion.
Can one argue that it's not that the animal is actually the 10th one in the sequence? But rather, what's going on is you're supposed to designate the 10th one, but you're designating this particular one, and that overrides whichever number it is.
Well, it's not true, because it doesn't override if it's 8 or 12.
And if it doesn't override if it's 8 or 12, that means that you got 8, and then the 10th one went through, and now it's mixed in. And you don't know which one it is. But it's Kaddish. Or it's Maaser.
Right.
So what do you do with the flock?
That's a good discussion. Yeah. So you wait till all the animals get a mum, and then you can use them, or but you can't do anything with them until that happens. In a case where an animal which was hektish got mixed in, more talks discusses in a case of a bechor which got mixed in. You wait till it gets a moom. Right. Does this case talk of meiser? Maybe also, I don't remember. It's more about the sea and Zainam and Aleph. I think it's a case of meiser. I think it means a case of meiser also like that. Okay, Zach Dr. Rosh. So I have it in brackets, which means it could be you don't have it in your version, depending on what version you're using. Amalem Besham Beshilo Loya Shavit Kitchen. But to me, a clumber exerts a cost of the chi, Rachadoser, Hasmuchim Asiri, Hashavit Mikacha. It's a special there's a custom that the two numbers adjacent to number 10, 9 and 11, if he would designate it as 10, i.e. put the shevet on it, a shevet mekadosh and imkarim lehem asiri, k'moshu mekadosh as asiri, atzma. That would not be a source for the general rule of hektish betos, and that's why Beishame before we have Beishame saying that his source is from Tamura, not from Meiser. Means Beishame is accepting Beishame's argument back that Meiser Behema would not be a source for hektish betos. And therefore, the source for Hektish Batos is from Tamura. I said I have it in brackets, which means it's put it in my version, which means you might not have it in your version. So it's not there, it's not there. You're not going to find it. Okay, something more. On the first din of the Mishnah, of that the person had made undertaken the Zeris, had not been keeping the halachas of the Zeris, went to the Chacham believing that he could get a heter. Turned out he didn't get a heter, and he says, you know, you have to keep all of your Naziris. So we don't give him a kanas, but we just count the rest of the time. The Mishnah is not like either Rabbi Yossi or Rabbanon. The Tanya, Mishanodar, Va'avra al-Nazirusai. A person undertook Naziris, and then he was not keeping it. And now he comes to the Chacham, he wants the matter. The netter. So in his kakim loy, on kain moina behen iser kiyamim shenog behen heter. we're not going to be matred, as it were, and then let him off the hook for what he did wrong. We're saying, sorry, you had a chiyuv to be noig naziris, which you didn't keep. So if you had not been keeping the zeros for 20 days, so we're only going to be matter your netter after you've kept those 20 days that you were supposed to keep for the zeros. You'll keep them, and then you'll come back and we'll be matter your netter. But we're not going to be matter the netter and give you a free pass on those 20 days that you were acting improperly. So, and the Tanakhama holds, even if that number is going to be more than 30 days, he may understand the zeros of 100 days, and he has him keeping it for the last 50. So we're going to have him first be noig 50 days of the zeros, and then we'll be mat to the netter. Rabbi Yossi Yomer Dai or Shloshim Yom. And the Rashi says, no, we're not chayav him to keep the 50 days, but he has to keep the equivalent of a stam zeros of 30 days before your matar. But the matar, it when he has not been keeping it just like this, that no, neither one of them allows that. So now the Rosh has the girsa irabonan kashya naziras meruba. Right. Yerbiosi kasha naziris muetis. So the rabbanon hold that even in the scenario of naziris meruba, that our Mishnah says that your matarit and if it's osroi, you just murder me shoshanotar. We don't give him a kanas at the time they didn't keep it. And Rabbi Yossi, you have to keep at least the Zeris Muetis. That's the Gersa of the Rosh. We could learn the Mishnah either going like Rabbi Yossi or like Rabbana. Okay. Yiboy Semer Rabbi Yossi. We could learn the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi. So Khan Naziris Maruba, Khan Naziris Muetis. That the Mishnah is a case of the Naziris Maruba. And all that it's according to Biosi, all he needs to do is to Ibn Naziris Meruba, he had not been keeping the halachas for a merubadika period of time. So the Mishnah can't say that he has to replace all of the time he didn't keep, because according to Biosi, you don't have to do that. He just has to, do 30 days. Okay. Our Mishnah says money mishoshanozar mishoshanodar, which means we put him back to that time. That's not what the Mishnah means. It means you're money as if we have to calculate that time which he had not kept, and he will start now as if he's starting fresh. So whatever the time he originally made the netter, that's the amount of time he has to keep starting from now, which means he has to replace all the time that he did not keep the naziris. Sotar Rosh, money masnisin, tani money mishosh another, but like consinale, there's no kanas. So in these kakim loy lahatir nizroy or lahobi karbonai. So we're not matter the netter or to allow him to complete the netter, the naziris. Okay, moyna iser kiyamim shnag banhatu. He has to first pay back for what he's been doing wrong. If the naziris he undertook was 100 days long, and he's been drinking wine for 60 days, he has to repay the 60 days of impropriety with 30 days of naziris. So he'll do 70. he really only has 40 days left, so he has to do 40, but we give him a kenas of 30 on top of that. The Mishnah seems to say that we don't have to give any kenas. We just continue from here, which means had the chachamim matter it, we would just be sorry, period. We would not give a kenas either. In either case. We're not in the case of the extra time beyond 30 days. The Mishnah is not being Machai if you do anything. Rabbi Yossi says that's true. You're not Machai to do anything about that. So he could look back to when he made the Naziris originally and use some of that time. Some of it, but not all of it. So in the case of the Naziris Meruba, we could understand meant you can use some of the time from Shoshanadar. You have to add some kanas. You can use some of that time. But in the case of the Naziris Muetis, there's nothing. There's none of that time he's using. He has to do at least 30 days, and the whole thing was 30 days. So obviously, he's talking about 20 days, which has been done improperly. So he has to do 30 days. How much of the early time is he using? Nothing. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Why he said that? Rabbi Yossi, Kamen Naziris Meruba, Masisin, is the case of Naziris Meruba. The source of mixes Mashanadar. He has a gear, so Naziris Meruba, I read the Fikach, Eno source of rock mixes Mashanadar. So, some of the time from before, he can use. Anything more than 30 days, he could use from the time before. Kama says, what is the Kama Biosi the Sesar Kol? But in case there's what is, that's when it's Sesar Kol. Or Kol Derbanan. The Mishnah, the Gears of the Mishnah is not Mishoshanadar, but Kim Mishoshanadar. The Sesar Kol, Umayna Yomim Acher, Mikoyz, and Shavar Aleim. So we ignore everything which has been done until now because he wasn't keeping the Lachas. And he starts now as if this is from the time when he started the netter, and he has to keep the full amount from that point onwards. Yeah. What do you have? I have Ka'oson Sh'over Aleim. Okay. So then the mission said the discussion may some is still initially chacham etiru. Amar b'yirmiya mid beishamai initially the beisilu from that which beishamai agrees to. If beishamai agrees that teishet tir be'eder, we can learn the following to beisilu. Lav amar beishamai hektish b'tos havi hektish. That even though hektish b'tos is hektish, still kiman digoy milsa the lav shaper nozer teitzer b'tir beheder. That even though hektish b'tos is hektish, there's a madrega of a tos which undermines the whole reality to start with. Even Beishamai agrees it's not hektish. So the Beis Hillel Nami Alba Gav Darmi Tamura Batos Havi Tamura. Beis Hillel agrees that did a Tamura Batos, that's a posik. Beishamai extrapolates from Tamura to Hektish. Beis Hillel doesn't extrapolate. But in case of Tamura Batos, what about the following? So he undertook the Zeris. and he was makdish a behema for Naziris. Then he made a tamur on that behema, and then he was shoyal on the Naziris. So the same way Beishami holds hektish b'tos, have a hektish, but a hatara is arkel mafrei kila. There was nothing there in that, and that madrega of tos does take away the hektish. So even Beisila would say tamur b'tos, have a tamura. So the case where he's shoyl on the Naziris, so it comes out the behema which you were maimer on, maimer from, was never hektish to start with, so there's no din tamura. On the tamura. Okay. Suck the rush. Come Shama, my hektish b'tos have a hektish. Kedemase abaya le'el the kibetir. Like we said before, in a case where he made it under mistaken presumption, and it still works, as opposed to. The other pshat that we were saying before, Rapapa's pshat was, it's a question of deeper. But when the Muskalim Mora came out, the Beisham Hashita is hektish b'tos having hektish, and the pshat of the Mishnah is like a kabaya, and it's takadin of hektish b'tos. But still, our Mishnah says mehechad the igloy milsa the tos have a meikara. When you have over here that it undermines the whole metzias. I had a torus kolchem. A shemar lo yacholchem the lab nener haboy. Remember the Rosh pointed out Kran Beisham. There's no dinner b'tos. Maybe it's talking a case where there was an ambiguity in the netter, whether it was valid or not. He went to home and says, it's garnished. It tastes of a terabater. So Zuck Rabbi Yirmiyah, who had in the base hill but tamura. Imhamer behema be behema. Baga nishal on the Rishona. Pakinami kedusha tamura. Or even a simple case without a case of Naziris. Yeah, he's makdish a behema, so you can be sure on a hektish. According to the base hill, he's makdish behema x. Then he's mamer y and x. Then he's matter. He goes to chacham. He's matter x. So, single tumor b'tos is having tumura, but if there's never a hektish to start with, there's no tumor b'tos either. Okay.
Meister, this scenario of Meister, this only works if it was a mistake. That we should say that he calls number 9, number 10. That's a mistake. But if he intentionally decides, you know what, I'm going to call number 9, I'm going to call 9, 10, and then see, gets to, oh, no, this is 10. I'll make two Meister. I have a great idea. I'll be able to bring two carbonates. See, because Kavana call number 9, 10 doesn't work. Rav Kista, Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Amri, to Usoi, Bekoshkin Kavanosa. That even if you're telling me that he does it by mistake, it becomes hektish. If he wants to be hektish, then it's for sure it's hektish. Okay, Amalei Rav Abba, Rav Nachman, Lidlidcha, Damarta, to Usoi, Bekoshkin Kavanosa. According to you, that's a dafka case of a toast. The Kamer Beisham and the Beis Hillel. So Beisham's point to Beis Hillel. Yitam Moedim Shilu Kara L'Chi Asiri L'Asiri Chi L'Acharosu Asiri Sheshloshim Mekudoshim. Beishtiku Beis Hillel accepted that's true. Whether that proves, Beis Hillel said it's because of Gzeir Sakasiv, but Beis Hillel accepted the din.
Lamer Lohain, Basil could have said back, Malamaisha Shekain Eno Kodesh Bekabana. That from the fact that this only works betos and not bekabana, that's a right, that's nothing to do with the hektish betos, how we hektish. We're saying that hektish bekabana is hektish. And not only that, even betos is hektish. Over here, if bekabana it's not hektish, obviously it has to be a totally different concept.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So, we still should have said that. That Rav Nachman will answer you. The reason why they still didn't say that is because they felt that could be twisted around into a kavod charma. The kavod charma, my meister sheino kadosh b'kavana, kadosh b'tos, hektish kadosh b'kavana, lo kol shkein. So that would be if that's what Basil would have said, that would have been the response that we can make a kavod charma to learn from meister.
From the time.
But belohi, the truth is that even though they would argue such a kavod charmer, but that kavod charmer is not correct. The hektish b'dayta d'mori toli, you can't learn out from something which works through toes to hektish, which is a halacha in kavana of intent of the individual. You make a kaddish because you want to make a kaddish. So I can't say so something which b'dafka only works b'toes to teach me that something works b'kavana. So I can't compare the two. Okay, let's see the rush for tomorrow.